Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
This is Vaughn.
This is Z.
And together is Talking with Vaughn and Z.
Hey.
Boy, we've been having some major technical difficulties today, haven't we?
Yes, but I see it's working just fine.
Just bit of rice case. I guess I shouldn't be eating and trying to do this podcast, right?
Oh, no. Nah.
Especially not a rice cake.
Oh, well, no one can see you, but I
you can hear the crunching, right?
What? Yeah, we'll be hearing the crunch. So what you been up to lately?
Oh, well, I just celebrated the birthday.
Yay! How old are you? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, the big 5'9". Woo.
Nah.
I'll be 5'9" next year, too. Woo.
You don't even look it. Okay, not that anybody. Yeah, you don't even look it. Once they see that picture, they're going to be like, what?
Uh-uh. Yeah. I did a boat ride. I wanted to go do a boat ride. The only way I can think of it is to go do the dolphin ride. So it's a place called Thundercats Dolphin Watch and down Wildwood. So we did that, and they take you out for about 3 hours and guaranteed to see dolphins. And they delivered. We saw a lot of dolphins.
Ooh.
So we decided to do this every year now.
Oh, a tradition, huh?
Yes, sir. It's our new tradition.
I've never been to no dolphin boat ride.
You have to come. We need to do it before the summer's out.
I did go on a long time ago when I went to Aruba. It was a boat, and I could see the fish in the water. We rode in the boat, and I enjoyed that.
But that was okay. It.
I couldn't wait to get off the boat, but I enjoyed that.
Oh, okay.
That fun. That sounded like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of
fun.
You
went by yourself?
No, me and my granddaughter Tatiana went. She was so scared. She said, oh, I don't want to see whales. She thought we were going to see Moby Dick. He was going to swallow the boat. And I was like, no. But she, at the end of the trip, she enjoyed it. She wants to come back. And so we're going to make it a yearly trip now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Yep, a tradition is always good.
I'm telling, with this girl, she keeps me busy.
Did you do anything else afterwards, or you just...
Yeah, we actually did. I wanted to do something fun for her. So when we got done, I went to... we were already down Wildwood, so we went on the rides, and she had me on every roller coaster she can find. So.
Oh, wow, that is wonderful. You went on no roller coasters?
Yeah, I had to. I had to do whatever she wanted to do. She had me screaming the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. You're the best. I would have been like, you better find a friend.
I am the friend, so I have to. Oh, goodness.
That sounds like fun. What else is your summer doing?
Oh, well, I'm catching up some of my TV shows, and I'm actually doing some crafting at this moment since we're in a pandemic and we have to wear a mask. I'm personalizing some mask cases, because, you know, you send your little kid to school with a mask on his face, and he'll sit down and eat, and next thing you know, the mask's in the trash, and they want to send your kid home because you don't have a mask. So I decided to make these little pouches that you just clip on into the book bag or their belt loop and send them to school with an extra mask. And I actually made you one.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's a great idea. Knowing me, I might lose my mask too.
Never know. You know what? I clip one to my pocketbook too, because you know, you'll leave it in the car and you'll forget it. That way it saves you a trip having to walk back to the car.
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds good. Especially when you go to work or you're going to school, or what do you think about the school? You know,
I'm not happy about the situation in school. I really kind of wish that they would just close the school, do virtual until they figure out this whole pandemic thing. Because if I can't eat in a restaurant yet, don't send my kid to school with all these kids being around 1,000 different people and all these teachers around 1,000 different people, and all it's going to take is one person become positive. And then I'll shut it down.
Yeah,
so let's just make sure it's clean before we go.
I know. I'm like, some of these government buildings are not even open. How you sending the kids to school?
Yeah,
When they're not even open.
Exactly.
Please call us. We're staying home, but
Right.
Sending the kids to school with the teachers.
I know, it makes no sense at all. And kids are like the dirtiest things ever. They're always picking up some germ.
No, stop. They are not.
Little dirty things.
They can't help it that somebody threw something in the dirt and they just grab it on up.
I know, right? Like I always said, the kids used to smell like cookies and dirt.
Oh, my cookies.
In the summertime, especially they're outside playing in dirt. I said, they smell like cookies and dirt.
Talking like that, I got to watch my show tonight when I get off of here.
What are you watching?
I'm going to watch a Netflix show called The Witches.
Oh.
It's with the little boy that turned into a mouse.
See what I mean? Little dirty kids. Now they're turning into mice. Boy, mice, little dirty stuff.
Oh, that's a funny show. What shows exactly. You watching?
Well, I'm watching The Chi on Showtime. That's a really, really good picture. I'm still trying to eat this rice cake. Maybe I should take it out of my mouth. It's called The Chi. I guess Chicago. And then I'm watching, I just got finished watching Queen of the South. That was very entertaining. That poor chick, she goes through so much in one episode, you can't even believe it. But
drama.
Yeah, and then on TV, I'm watching my 90 Day Fiancés, and they have their own separate drama. We have one girl, she's dating this guy. He's Arabic. And, you know, they don't date anybody if they're married. So she never told him that she's married. She's married to another Arabic guy.
What? How'd she get on the show?
I have no idea how she got on the show. But
drama.
The family wants her to get married and want her to start practicing Islam. And she's not interested in doing it. So she's going against all the rules.
Oh, wow. So, but the thing is, she's married, so.
Yeah, she's married. Like, how you get a fiance if you're married? But, yeah, that same thing happened last year on that show.
They're just picking anybody now.
And I'm also watching Married at First Sight. It's when they're blind. They don't meet each other until they get to the altar. Would you ever do that?
Married at First Sight? No. Mm-hmm.
No.
No. No. No, 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 no. No. Oh,
no. No. that's a definite no. You don't want to think about it.
What about you? Would you do it?
No.
Married at First Sight and you sitting somewhere you don't want to be.
I know, with somebody.
You know, and they take blindfolds off. You got your dress on. You going to get married. I'm sorry, but I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I can't do this. Be the runaway bride. But nobody's done that yet. I'm surprised.
No, I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Me neither.
Maybe I'll watch that 90 Day to see the drama of the married woman.
Oh, you gotta watch that. That's so good. Like, that's my favorite one.
See where that leads. Yeah, my favorite shows is Hallmark, Murder and Mysteries. And it was Christmas in July.
So how'd you make up? Why are you upset?
Because it's no longer July.
So I just couldn't get with all this heat and watching Christmas shows, but you were faithful. You were faithful to it. I can't do it.
Yes. I was watching my shows and I was like, oh man, I got to wait till almost Christmas to see all the rest of the movies that come out.
Oh my God.
But now it's August and it's back to the same old diagnosis, murder and murder.
All that good stuff. Yeah.
But they did put one thing I like on that.
What was that?
Well, now I can't even remember his name.
Perry Mason?
Yep, there you go.
Mason. I was supposed to be watching that, but I haven't started yet. Yep. It looked really good.
Yeah, that's the old ones that, you know, because I don't even remember looking at them, so I can't even say, oh, I know what happened.
Oh, okay.
So I might watch one show if I don't drift off, but but Hallmark is my station.
Oh, okay.
But I do watch my I did watch on Disney Plus Hamilton, the play. Did you see the play? I'm gonna watch it again.
Some of us are not fans of the musical life. We're not about that life.
Oh, you're not going to be singing it, huh?
No.
You said, give me your drama.
No. I tried, Lord knows, I tried to watch it, and I cannot do musicals. I cannot. It looks so interesting, but I was like, dang, what a shame. I can't watch this.
Yeah, just I talk cannot. About his life and things around him.
What about that new Beyonce? Have you seen that?
Yeah. The one that she did, the King?
Black is King.
Yes.
And I just showed all her kids. I was sitting there trying to see which kids were hers. But I recognized her daughter, but I didn't recognize the twins. I think one of the little boys were hers. I don't know if the baby, I think the baby in the basket was her baby. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
How old are her kids?
That's the thing. I don't know. Because she's got to be like Tatiana's age. I think she's Tatiana's age.
Not Blue Ivy?
Yeah, I think she is. I think she's
Blue
like 12.
It's not 12. She's still a baby.
See, I told you I don't know. I thought she was around 12 or 13.
No.
Oh, well, I don't know. But she's big. She's big enough.
But I know she... I don't think she's 12 yet, but who does it say? Because I don't know my own self. Everybody, kids, they grow different there in California or wherever the rich people
See, you got your laptop there. Google and find out how much old. It is. She's 8?
Yep.
I thought she was older. Oh, okay. That's why you have to have our laptops right by our phones so we can sit here and look up stuff right there.
Yeah, she's 8. And she got a sister, though. Her sister might be 8, too.
No, she just had twins not too long ago.
I mean, Beyonce have a sister.
Oh!
Little.
I forgot about that.
She's 10 years old. Maybe that's the one you're thinking of.
I don't know. That's not what I'm thinking of because I forgot all about that one. I was thinking it was her. I was thinking it was her daughter, but oh well, I didn't. Okay, well she's still young, But yes, I remember seeing her in there, but and the little boy, but I didn't remember seeing the little girl as a little girl.
I don't know how old those children are, but yeah, I did watch. I liked the water scene, the when she was dancing with the. Fuchsia color in her bathing suit and they're dancing and swimming in the water. I like that scene.
I like it. Disney's anyway. Bambi's like my favorite movie of all times.
Oh my goodness, Bambi.
What's your favorite movie? Disney movie? Cartoon or whatever?
Oh, Aristocats. Everybody wanna be a cat.
All right.
That's a cat. What is that?
I like Brave, too. The little Irish girl with the wild, crazy, curly hair all over the place. I love that she turns her mom into a bear. Mm-hmm. I like that one. And I liked all the classics.
Yeah.
Cinderella, Snow White. I like all of those.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty. Oh, yeah. That's Todd's favorite.
Mm-hmm. I like the candlestick. My favorite parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... like all those old Disneys.
Yeah, I took Todd to Disney World this last year for her birthday. And her parents were so mad. I'm like, they were like, well, you never took us to Disney. You were scared of costumes, and Disney is the costume capital of the world. Why would I take you there when you can't even do Chuck E. Cheese? So we skipped that one. So I'm like, get over it. You know, she's going. And so it was the best time ever. We had such a good time.
That's good. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part were, oh, Star Wars Space Troopers. Star Wars, the guy in the white uniforms. Oh, they were all up in my face like he was getting ready to shoot me. It was so funny. Like, I must have watched their entrance because they do an entrance like every 10 to 15 minutes. And I must have been there like 10 times to see that. I couldn't get enough of it. They have their theme music when they come in. And I loved it, loved it, loved it. And I wanted to go back this year because they opened a new Star Wars exhibit. But thank you, COVID. You ruined that trip.
Well, when we went, my favorite was at night when the castle lit up and they did the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, it was so pretty. It's so pretty.
We enjoyed that. And also Harry Potter.
Oh, I want to go back next year and see that. We didn't go there.
So packed. That's probably why people rolling up there now, because it's not going to be so packed. Now you get to see it and walk around and enjoy it.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Like, if you were in a hot state, why is Disney World open? I'm like, you're in a hot state. Like, why is Disney World open?
I know.
I mean, people from all over the world's coming to Disney World. I don't understand. I think certain people only allowed to go, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, if you go to, like, right now. Okay, so think about a kid. They go at the end of July. Parents say, oh, let's go to Disney. Okay, let's go. They're in Disney. They're there. School opens. They're supposed to be quarantined. You're supposed to be, when you leave a hot spot, they say you're supposed to quarantine for 14 days. Who quarantined for 14 days if they go to Delaware to pick up something to eat?
Nobody.
Okay.
That's why this is still spreading.
Yeah, we don't even know what's going on. I don't even want to.
And my Instagram feed is full of parties with no social distancing and no masks. So I don't know. This stuff is going to be around for a while.
Yep. But I know the Florida, I won't be seeing them.
Me neither. We'll be doing staycations.
Right here. I think Virginia, is there a hot spot now? I don't even know.
I think all those states, all them southern states are. North Carolina, all of them.
No, I won't be able to visit my peoples.
Yeah, you'll be going nowhere this year.
I see somebody, she's flying all over the place. She don't care. Wherever she can get to. She was somewhere. She was out of this country.
Oh, God.
It was like Barbados or something. I'm like, who let you out? I thought we weren't allowed. Anybody wanted us. So, I don't know. She keeps calling
me. Uh-oh. Oh, excuse me. Todd just walked in. We'll take care of it later. I'll talk to you about it later. Yeah, but I couldn't be leaving no country and doing anything like that. Not this year.
Nah, I ain't doing nothing. Like this summer so far, I've been to my living room, my kitchen. I go to Target.
Oh, you've been living your life, huh?
Mm-hmm. I went to like a party, but we was like 6 feet apart. Far apart, and we ate, and then I got out of there.
Oh, who was the party for?
It was like a graduation birthday party, and no teenagers came. It was just old.
Did you go to a birthday party today?
Yeah, well, it was yesterday, and it was a drive-by party.
Oh, okay.
I made a sign and turned 93 years old.
Oh,
my father. Turned 93 years old.
Oh, so, wow. God bless him.
Yes. 93. And he was outside with his little birthday hat on. Everybody was out there, and then we got little grab bags when we left.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
And then we waved and blew our horns. And
I'm sure he was all excited about that.
Oh, yeah. He was sitting there waiting. And it wasn't that many people. It was supposed to be 30 people.
30?
Yeah, 30 people said they was going to show up.
Oh. Wow.
You know, but I showed up because he always, he makes me laugh. He's the older guy, but he likes being outside because he told me if he stopped moving, they'll throw dirt on him.
He's got that right. You never know.
That's what he told me. Because I told him he was doing something. He was outside at night. I said, why? I thought you was went home. Because he still drives.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're taking them keys away. It's the last thing they do.
Oh, they ain't going to take nothing from him. Unless he say so. He one of them old school.
Okay.
Probably like your dad, huh?
Oh, yeah. My dad's a mess. Yeah. I tell you, he's not doing too good with this COVID thing. They're doing the FaceTime with the camera, and I tell you, my dad's not having it. He doesn't like to be on the phone, and I'll call and be like, "Hey, Dad, how are you doing?" He looks at me, go like, "Oh, that's my daughter. Okay, see ya." And I'm like, "Dad, yeah, talk to you later." I'm like, "Pop, I just called, talk to you. Have a nice day." So I'm like, "Yeah, he's not a phone person, and he ain't having it now." So COVID hasn't been a good thing for us.
No. Well, at least you still can FaceTime him. And
yeah.
See the smiling face, and
yeah, that's always good.
Make sure he's all right, and they, you know, keep taking care of him.
Right. That's always a blessing.
Anybody else talk to him and stuff?
No, just me. You know, that's how sometimes this is how it turns out. But yeah, just me. But he's still good. He probably wouldn't talk to them anyway.
So he ain't FaceTime nobody.
No, he ain't FaceTiming nobody. I think my niece in California had FaceTime and called him a couple times.
I thought you said he had an army buddy.
Oh, he does have an army buddy, but he hasn't FaceTimed him on the phone. That's on the cell phone when I was there, and that kind of keep him in the loop with him. He's army buddy of 50 years, and he's like the only army buddy he still talks to. Mm-hmm. And they was in the Korean War together. What? My father was a medic.
Oh, okay.
And he kept in contact with this one guy for all these years. And then we got a chance to FaceTime. He hasn't seen him in 50 years. It was amazing to have him be able to connect like that.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Army buddies.
Yeah, he didn't hang up on him, but yeah, he was ready to hang up on me. But I don't have 50 years on him.
That's the service in him.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand.
That is so funny. Oh, my goodness. Have you been using any new products lately?
No. Only thing I bought lately was some Dove lotion, little cream pod. I'm not a product girl, but as I'm becoming a woman of a certain age, I am getting dark circles. So I really need to invest in something to get rid of those suckers.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know. I got them, too.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you're a certain age or not, but...
What about you? Are you using anything new or looking for something?
Well, I have a pimple on my nose, and I don't know where it comes from.
Oh, no.
You know, I use this stuff from Elf, you know, you just wash your face with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put moisturizer, and then it's some night cream and stuff like that.
That's a lot of
bad work.
I don't have the patience for all that. I don't. I just soap and water.
I used to do Mary Kay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you wash your face with Mary Kay stuff, and oh my God, your face.
I always love their stuff.
Your face would be tight.
Did you get a pink Cadillac?
Please. Get a pink Cadillac. You
know? Oh, okay.
That's some products.
That's some products.
Yeah, that'll work. Kept my face clean. Yeah, I enjoy their products. I gotta look around and see what works for me. I like wipes, like the wipes you have, and just wipe your face and go.
Oh, okay.
But maybe it's, you know, the deep cleanser. I did a face mask.
How'd you like that?
Oh, I loved it. I gotta do another one. I think it's time for another face mask.
I haven't done a mask in a long time. My mom was big on those.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you didn't get that from her, huh?
No, I didn't. She wasn't a girly girl, but she did do that kind of stuff.
If you still eating your rice cake?
No, I decided to wait until we get done because I thought they were a little too crunchy.
Yeah, well. So what else? Yeah, my face is... I'll find something to clean this lovely face.
We'll have to find something and do a review on it and see how we may manage with it.
Yeah, especially I don't need no bumps or nothing.
Me neither.
I got to keep my face and keep looking great.
I tell you, I used to have this mole on the end of my nose. And every time I went to the doctors, he kept telling me, you know, I can get rid of that for you. So finally, that one doctor, I got it lasered off. And then his cousin's kink grew back. So I'm like, oh, can't win. Some cousins. Yeah, some get rid of one, and then some cousins came. So I don't know.
I know I had a tag, and I don't have that many tags, but I think the doctor asked me if I wanted to get it off, and I was like, nah, it's not bothering me.
You probably should have got that off. I don't think that's sexy.
Well, you can't see it, so.
Oh, okay. Private places.
Nah, you never know.
I guess I won't.
I'm surprised you don't see it because it's in plain sight.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing it.
Well, what is she up to?
That's just about it. I don't really have much going on at them. reviewed all the shows that I'm watching. I did some crafting and my birthday. That was like the biggest thing I've done. So we're supposed to do, try to every weekend, try to do a different day, like beach day. We've been going to the beach and beaches have been uncrowded where we go to the beach we go to. It's not a lot of people there. So we go to beach day. And we're supposed to have amusement park day. So we're supposed to do another thing. I have to keep this kid busy.
Yes. Yep, we got to keep her busy.
Yeah, she's really getting stir crazy here. She's definitely been quarantined. Even though I've been out, she's been quarantined. Mm-hmm. Then I need to get her schedule regulated. She's on some weird schedule. She's up all night, sleeping all day. So we need to change all that.
My schedule is... get up, go downstairs, come back upstairs. Well, today was wash day, clean day.
Oh, okay.
And I made my dinner for tomorrow. Well, yeah, my dinner for tomorrow.
What are you having for dinner?
Squash, onions, mushrooms, and with some quinoa.
Oh, quinoa.
Yeah,
maybe quinoa. I'll make my quinoa salad tomorrow because I've been putting it off. I've been eating zucchini boats like all summer. I think I'm kind of done with the zucchini boats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've had enough of those.
Mm-hmm. And my beets.
Oh, you eat beets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was telling you, I was trying to get went to doctors and try to get all my blood work done and everything, and my blood pressure was up a little bit, and so they decided to change my blood pressure medicine.
Mm.
And the results were drastic. Like, I start breaking out in hives all over the place.
Oh, goodness.
I'm calling the doctor. He's not believing me. He say, I'll take a Benadryl and keep taking the medicine. I'm swelling up on my back. I'm swelling up on my legs. I'm swelling up around my neck. And I'm like, finally I just said, you know what? Screw this. I'm done taking the medicine. And I went back on my old medicine and I'm going to have to review it with the doctor because I know my body and there's something wrong.
Yeah. Yep. You got to take care of yourself.
Yes, you do, because nobody else is going to be standing in line doing it for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking my med. It just started.
Oh, okay.
Eat my beets.
Eat your beets. That's what helps you. I would get some beets, so I like beets.
And I'm going to start walking some, like I do, go to Target and walk around. Go to Walmart with my mask and walk around.
Oh, I have to do that with you.
Don't touch nobody.
Right.
Walk around.
Yeah, well.
That's my exercise. I was going to the park walking around until this bear showed up.
Oh, no.
I saw that bear. Yeah. All I kept thinking is, that bear can be in a tree because they climb.
And it could.
I said that bear could be over there by the lake and drinking it could. Water. That bear might have a little baby cub. Oh. I might walk past in the woods.
Yeah, well, that was a wise choice then.
But now I haven't heard or seen any bears.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about the bear.
Then I started thinking about the hornets, the killer hornets.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, like, you can't just stay inside. You can't go outside. No, you can't. It's too much out there. It's not safe.
Well, I got to get to Target.
Yeah.
And then walk around Walmart. Oh, which one? Which store I went to? And it was huge. It was like a never-ending store.
A Walmart?
No. It was a Walmart, Samsung, Beasley's. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Is the malls open?
I think they are. I haven't been, but I think they are. I need to get Todd some sneakers, but I haven't been. We'll be supposed to check it out tomorrow, so maybe I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going in, coming right out. We ain't walking around. We ain't looking at nothing. We ain't touching nothing.
Yep. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay, well, this has been an interesting podcast. We've learned some things, what to do, what not to do. And we don't currently we don't have a regular schedule of when we're dropping our new episodes, but we are going to try to do at least two a week until we get a couple under and our belt and get a regular schedule.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. And if you want to reach us, you can reach us at Talking with Von and Z, just the letter Z, at yahoo.com. If you have any questions, any products you want us to look at, a review, we're more than welcome to. If you want a shout out, leave your name. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.